All right, we are member-supported radio, KX93.5, right here in Laguna Beach, joined on the phone by a gentleman who, you know, has contributed to dozens of records in the past. He's, you know, he's influenced numerous artists after him as well. Looks like he's on the road, and Gary Newman is on the phone right now. Hi.
Hi, man. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. First of all, what part of the country are you calling from?
We're in Orange County at the moment. We have a show at the Observatory tonight in Santa Ana. It's the last show of a very short kind of West Coast tour that we're doing prior to the new album coming out in October.
Right. How has the shows been received around the country? Is there a particular festival or a venue where you were pleasantly surprised and you were like, wow, people in this town really get down for the Gary Newman music?
Well, it's been quite a few, actually. It's been, the whole thing has been very, very encouraging. It's been a few years since I've toured here. And it's been, I think, over 7 years since I've had an album out. And, you know, the worry was that you'd get forgotten. You know, there's so many great people coming along all the time. But it's been very encouraging. You know, we did Bumbershoot Festival on Saturday in Seattle. That was amazing. We did Oakland last night. Never played Oakland before. That was phenomenal. Possibly one of the best gigs you've ever had, ever. And I've been doing this a long, long time.
That's amazing. So
It's been really good. Yeah, and people seem to know the new album, which is a bit scary because it's not actually out, but they seem to know the new songs.
How do they know these songs? Because as a radio music director here, I think I was only floated the single, which we certainly dig on. But you got a bunch of fans out there who have found it somehow, huh?
Yeah, there was a small leak when it was first put on pre-sale, and I think some of it is creeping out that way. But it's not a problem. You know, it's actually adding to the vibe, if anything. So it's all good and exciting.
No, that's great. And I guess that's kind of the nature of where the music industry is today. You know, stuff leaks on the internet. And I actually wanted to ask you about that. But before I forget, again, the new record's set to hit stores in the United States October 15th. Before you know it, that'll be right around the corner. You could, you know, order the record on your website. You could get a deluxe bundle with some vinyl, you know, a CD, some merch, which is very cool. But again, the new record's called Splinter, Songs from a Broken Mind. And like you said before, man, it's been 7 years since you have come out with a new record. Is this more of a collaborative effort between you and several musicians? Or is this your brainchild, you know, yourself in the studio coming up with, you know, new music after several years?
No, it's very much my own album. I work on it with a man called Ace Benson, who produces my stuff, done the last two or three albums now, actually, with me. Who I work very closely and very easily with. So it's a very good relationship. You know, we can argue, but it never gets nasty. It's all very constructive stuff.
Well, that's a good fit.
Yeah, it's not always easy to find, actually. You know, it can be pretty stressy and, you know, you can get wound up sometimes.
Still,
it's really good. It's really good. Actually.
Still, I imagine that you're in the position where you could basically pick and choose who you want to affiliate yourself with, like, at this point. But going back to that producer, who you just click with in studio, is pretty cool. Where was all this new stuff, like, written and recorded?
Well, I did about half of it. The 7 years that it's been since the last one, most of that I wasn't working on it at all. There's all kinds of problems, you know, which is what the album is actually about, most of that. But I had a very difficult period with life and family and blah, blah, blah. And then got through the end of that and come out of that very happy and shining and started to work on it seriously, I guess, late 2011, 2012. And I immigrated to America. We came here to Los Angeles in October with my family. And I did the second half of it pretty much since October, between October and April. So it's all, in my head, it all feels kind of recent, you know, like it's almost brand new. It doesn't feel like 7 years because, as I say, most of it was done fairly recently.
Right. That's amazing. We have heard the new track, and I'm actually going to pull it up right now, if I can get my computer to work here. It does seem very dark. Again, Gary Newman on the phone on member-supported radio. We are KX93.5. The new record's coming out October 15th. And from what we've heard so far, it does seem kind of industrial, very dark, more or less very synthesizer driven. How has the recording process or writing process changed from, you know, years back? I read in an article, an interview that you did recently, that, you know, you're not going to reel to reel or tape or anything. you're really embracing the digital technology that's happening in music right now. Is that the case?
Very much so, yeah. It might be because of how long I've been around. You know, I was around in the late 70s when Mini Moogs and all those early synthesizers were just coming out.
Right, man, you were on the forefront of that, you know?
Yeah, and so for me to go back to that, it just feels like, you know, I'd just be stepping back in time. Mm-hmm. And it has no interest in me whatsoever. I mean, I got into electronic music because I was interested in coming up with sounds that nobody had heard before, mm-hmm. or at least trying to. That, you know, that was the ambition for it, to try to do something forward thinking, you know, forward looking, and that's how I still see it. And so I embrace every bit of new technology that comes along, and try to find ways of working with it, and just keep pushing forward all the time.
Sure, there's a lot of new artists coming up, doing the indie electro pop thing. Bands are becoming popular even without any record label support these days. You know, there's social media. The music industry has changed a lot, and obviously you've seen it, and you're changing with the game as well. Is there any advice you would give to an artist who would really love to be in the position that you're in right now, who's, you know, able to make a career out of doing music? Any advice you would give?
I think, yeah, the only bit of advice that is worth anything at all is that when a lot of people will compromise to try to get that record deal, or to try to keep that particular management man, Iron Armor, whoever it is, you know, you will be encouraged often to bend what you're doing to fit in with what somebody else wants. And I think that's a mistake, but it's a big gamble. You know, you stick to what you do, you stick to what you love, and you become successful doing what you love, rather than some twisted version that somebody else had tried to make you do. Because
right.
I've done it both ways. When I started out, I did it, you know, the way I'm saying, and then I got corrupted. My career went down the toilet, and I was doing anything I could to save it. And I know from experience that was a very soul-destroying experience. And I would never go back to that again. I do exactly what I want, and I'm almost arrogantly focused about what I want and where I want to go. And then you just hope for the best after that. But don't bend
in
any way at all.
So keep working on your craft and do what you do. And then, you know, hopefully, God willing, people will take notice just by you working hard at your craft.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been telling, you know, I'm not a musician myself. I don't pretend to be one. But every artist that I've encountered, whether they've had huge successes or if they're a new baby band, you know, I've heard that, you know, not say yes to any, you know, gig or any opportunity that's approached to you. But yeah, you got to play coffee houses. You got to play dive bars. You got to be out there and working at it. Now, I imagine you starting out, that was back in England, I imagine, right? You were probably in the same boat.
I've been in it several times, actually.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, there have been times when things have gone really well, and there have been other times when things have been really bad, and you're right back down there again. Mm-hmm. And as you go from country to country, you can be really big in some countries and really small in others. But the thing that is most important, to my mind, is that you just love doing what you do. If you're in a big place, fantastic. If you're in a little place, it's actually still a really good fun. You're on a stage, you're with your friends in the band, you're playing music that you love, the people in front of you hopefully are liking it. It doesn't matter whether it's 20 people or 20,000 people. You need to love what you're doing. And success, when it comes, is kind of the icing on the cake. You know, it's a cherry on the top. You must love the whole thing, the touring, the being in the bus, the traveling.
Right.
It's all part of it. And I love every element of it. So for me, when the career has been down, I just got on with it and carried on enjoying it. You know, optimistic that it's going to come back and be bigger again one day. And it's, you know, I've been on several
right
up and down roller coaster rides. You know, it's just part of the game. Good fun. It's always good fun.
Is it safe to say you're going to stay put in Southern California with your family now?
Yeah, pretty much. I love it there so much. I've wanted to be there here for such a long time. Yeah, it's quite a process to come here, you know, to be allowed to come here. So be very unlikely if we ever moved again. I think my wife would divorce me if we even suggested it. She loves it here.
Gary Newman is on the phone on member-supported radio, KX93.5. There's a show in Southern California tonight at Santa Ana at a rad venue called The Observatory. And you're playing with a local band called Kitten, who I definitely think that you'll dig on. And according to the website, they're on before you, so that'll be definitely cool tonight. Some shows in the future, and then it looks like you're off to Europe. Is that the case?
Yeah, we did some shows on the East Coast in, around about the East Coast in October. Two of those in Nine Inch Nails, really looking forward to. Huge fan of that band.
Right.
And then we go to Europe. We'll go to Britain, actually, for November. And then we come back, and I do a film score December, January, and then we're off again. We're doing a much bigger, proper American tour, around about March, April time.
Right, after the record comes out?
Yeah, well, into the new year. I mean, the record will be out in October.
Sure.
So, but then we're not quite sure exactly. We've got to get the Far East fitted in. We've got to get a proper full European tour fitted in. And then, obviously, the summer festivals that we'd like to do as many as possible. So some of it is organised at the moment up until the end of the year.
Sure.
But when we get into 2014, it's still a lot to be decided yet. But it's going to be busy.
We have heard the new single, Love, Hurt, Bleed, and I was thinking to myself, this is definitely something Trent Reznor would dig on. How'd you link up with that guy in the first place? Do you have a relationship with him for going back a couple of years now?
Oh, quite a few years, actually. I first met Trent when he was in the studio making The Fragile. We have a mutual friend, the man that produces most of their stuff, called Alan Mulder. He's a really good friend of ours from England. We kind of got to know each other through Alan Mulder. Met Trent in Baton Rouge on a gig when he was making The Fragile, and he just kind of saw each other off and on after that. And since I've been here, in fact, Trent was the first person to write a testimonial for me on the immigration process.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's been so helpful. He's been really cool. I did some shows in 2009 when they had me coming up and doing a guest vocal thing,
right?
Which is, again, really, really cool, great experience. And then more recently, when we moved here in October, we'd only been here about 1 week, mm-hmm. and Trent called and said, come over to the children's birthday party, and just, so I could take my whole family and my kids, and just got to meet all the Trent's friends, and it kind of really made us feel welcome. It was a lovely thing to do. And I'm very grateful to Trent, actually, for so many of the things that he's done. He's been a very, very good friend. He's a very cool man.
That's cool. That's an amazing thing. You know how many music lovers would just love to be almost like a fly in the wall when you guys are getting together with your families and stuff like that? Unbelievable. Right. The new record's called Splinter. Songs from a Broken Mind, coming out in the United States October 15th, might take a day or two after that, and then that release in the UK is going down. How is it recreating the sound of the record when you play live? Who'd you bring on tour with you this time?
I've got my British band at the moment. I've Ace Fenton on keyboards, who produced the album, so, absolutely essential, because he's kind of the technical brains behind everything. Mm. Richard Beasley on drums, he's been with me for near on 20 years. Tim Moneyman on bass, also played on the album. I have an American, well, actually, it's an English guitar player, but who lives in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. He's an old friend of mine from England. He also plays with Pete Murphy and Tricky and some other really cool people. So he's doing guitar on this particular leg. And that's it for this one. We would normally have two keyboard players, but my second keyboard player had to pull out at the last minute. We couldn't kind of replace him in time. So so a lot of extra pressure was put onto Wade. He's having to kind of cope with two men's work in one man's hands. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, Gary Newman on the line. The show's at the Observatory tonight. What instruments are you playing up on stage?
I don't do much on this particular tour. Sometimes I do keyboards. I often do guitar.
Right.
But on this particular tour, there's only two songs where I'm playing guitar. There's no keyboards at all for me, actually, on this one, which is... It depends on what songs you're doing, whether you kind of need another person playing or not. But on this particular tour, luckily for them, I'm not necessary.
Mm. you touched on the fact that, it has been 7 years since you have unleashed new music to the general public, and you did kind of allude to the fact that music comes out of those emotions, whether you're depressed or coming out of a funk and being super happy. Can you speak on that just a little bit, and is that really the case for you, just running the gamut of emotions? And really does get the creative juices flowing when you sit down and you work on your music, right?
It does, yeah. And it's I don't want to give the impression that it's always kind of negative and miserable, because it isn't like that at all. But for some reason, whatever part of your brain is creative, it's triggered by certain things. And in me, it's triggered by the darker things that happen. If I go out tomorrow and have a really, really good day, I'm not going to write about it. Just, you know, I'm going to go home, have a good fun, go to sleep.
Right.
If I have a really bad day, or if I meet somebody that's really freaky, or...
Or someone writes something in a tabloid.
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah, it kind of gets to you. So when you do sit down to write a song, they're the memories, they're the things that come back. And I wish it wasn't like that. I wish I was able to write about lots of different things, but I know that that's just not the case. I'm never going to write a song like Shiny Happy People. It's just, it's not going to happen. I'm never going to write a happy song, I don't think, ever.
Right. Gary Newman on the line. Some artists come in the studio or on the phone and it's like pulling teeth and you never know what you're going to get. But thanks for being so personable and so super fun. We definitely appreciate that. Next time you got to come by our studios. Again, we're right on PCH, overlooking the Pacific Ocean, and we can talk more about your music if you'd like. But anything to touch on before we kind of let you go and maybe do a sound check before the Observatory show tonight?
No, actually, I'm just loving what I'm doing. I'm very grateful I'm here in America. Such an amazing place. Life is great. Although the album might not sound like it, it might sound a bit darker, but actually life is great. I'm absolutely loving being here. I'm loving the touring. I'm loving my new American friends. I'm just having the best time.
Awesome, man. We're about to play the new single right now, Love Hurt Bleed. Is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment you could give with this song, or should we rip right into it?
No, I rip right into it. We've not done anything yet that's even worthy of a story, but something will be coming, I'm sure.
All right. Well, so far from what we've heard, it sounds great. You should be very proud of this new music. We wish you best for yourself as well as your family here in the United States. And hopefully you'll keep us in the loop. And again, thanks so much for taking the time, my friend. We'll see you later on at the show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it very much.
All right. You got it. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.